With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. Republicans have elected South Dakota Senator John Thune the next Senate Majority Leader. Correspondent Bob Agnew reports.
The 63-year-old Thune is in his fourth Senate term and has promised to work closely with Donald Trump, despite differences the two have had in the past. In fact, he'll be a crucial part of the incoming president's ability to push through his policy agenda. Thune managed to beat two opponents, Rick Scott of Florida and John Cornyn of Texas, both with stronger pro-Trump credentials. In a statement, Thune said he was, quote, extremely honored to have earned the support of my colleagues. Bob Agnew reporting.
Congressman Mike Johnson has won the Republican nomination to remain as House Speaker, on track to keep the gavel after a morning endorsement from President-elect Trump ahead of a full House vote in the new year. While Johnson has no serious challenger, he faces dissent within his ranks, particularly from hard-right conservatives and the Freedom Caucus, withholding their votes as leverage to extract promises ahead. The U.S. wants Israel to do more to address the humanitarian situation in Gaza.
Blinken says he and Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin sent a letter to their Israeli counterparts a month ago, urging them to take 15 steps to address the humanitarian situation in Gaza, which included more time between airstrikes.
Short of ending the war, which we believe now is the time to move to that, we have to see these humanitarian steps fully implemented, sustained, and as I said, particularly with regard to pauses, having more extensive pauses.
But the Biden administration said that it will not limit weapons transfers to Israel because Israel has made limited progress in increasing the flow of humanitarian aid to Gaza. I'm Donna Warder.
On Wall Street, the Dow by 47 points, the NASDAQ dropped 50, the S&P 500 up by 1. This is SRN News. National Collection Week is just around the corner for Operation Christmas Child.
Samaritan's Purse will begin its effort to deliver shoeboxes of gifts to poor kids around the world the week of November 18th. That's National Collection Week, and if you or any of your friends have packed a shoebox, you need to drop it off at a designated location by November 25th. The Samaritan's Purse website will tell you where to go. Last year, the ministry delivered more than 8 million boxes, and organizers are hoping to beat that record this year. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Russia's lower house of parliament passed the final reading of a bill to ban adoption of Russian children by citizens of countries where sex change operations on kids are allowed. It follows an array of measures in recent years designed to curb the LGBT agenda. President Vladimir Putin and other top officials in recent years have increasingly called for observing traditional values as counter to Western liberalism. SRN News. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
Stocks drifted near their records after the latest inflation update boosted hopes that more help for the economy will arrive next month from another cut to interest rates. The S&P 500 ended little changed. The Dow Jones Industrial Average edged up 1/10, and the NASDAQ slipped 3/10. Treasury yields were mixed after a report said that inflation that U.S. consumers felt last month was exactly as economists had expected. That strengthened expectations that the Fed will cut interest rates for a third time this year in about a month. The Dow was up 47 points to close at 43,958. The NASDAQ lost 50 to 19,230. The S&P 500 gained 1 point to 5,985. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm John Scott.
More details at srnnews.com.